Oh, hello. The elves here are hard at work answering questions and building toys, although some of the elves are on break texting on their phone with their cheery selves. But let's answer your questions, and we start with one from Renee Fade Villarreal. Drew, if J.J. Watt had to choose between punching a bear in the face or wrestling an alligator, what would he pick? He would pick neither because J.J. loves all animals, big and small.
Duh.
Gilbert Regoza has this. Does Case Keenum gonna be the starter for Sunday game? Well, Gilbert, there are a few errors in your question, but I'll still answer it anyway. Keenum is probably going to start. That's my guess, although Bill O'Brien has said it's a competition between Keenum and Thad Lewis, and he's not going to give up the goods, so to speak. But yeah, I think it's going to be Keenum. But don't rule out the secret weapon.
The Alvinator is in the house!
Are you sure about this?
4th and 10, Sam. We need to go with the secret weapon.
Lisa Dill Dunlap has this one, and this is a good one. Why aren't any of the players wearing captain badges? Did O'Brien not allow it this year, since this is his first year? I don't know if that's why he's not allowing it, but there are no captains on a permanent basis. They switch up game to game to game. But Lisa, that's a great question. So you get the Santa's special scratch off, and you could have done this, you know, but go back to doing what you do. You're the winner, so congratulations, Lisa. Ah, tis the season for one of these type of questions. J.J. Watts is the map. I also hope he rub off on Clowney. I think Keenum or Mallett deserve a shot with some good study. Monica Stark, who is Dear Drew? Makeup or real? No questions answered? I'm Dear Drew. I don't wear makeup, and I've answered some questions, so there you go. Sean Anderson has this. Dear Drew, this is now my 6th time trying to get all your show, and I always ask the same question. I believe someday, somehow, some way, to Houston Texans will get a Super Bowl. It will be the greatest feeling ever. Do you agree? Yes.
That's it. Short and sweet. Or at least just short.
Gabriella Farkais has this one. When you make a grilled cheese sandwich, do you smash it down in the pan so the cheese oozes out, or do you leave it puffed up? Go Texans, go grilled cheese, love your show. Love your question. I don't push it down in the pan. I like it puffed up, but no. I do like it kind of squeezed, but I don't want the cheese coming out, so I like it flat. Cece Contreras says, hey Drew, can I get a shout out for all my fellow service members in Africa? Shout.
Don't you make me wanna...
Shout. I've answered more than enough questions for Santa, but I don't know what the other elf has been doing back there. She's got to get to work. Those of you at home or in the car or in class or wherever you are watching this, thanks so much. Merry Christmas, and I can't wait to see you after hopefully another Texans victory.